Over 40 in Vancouver, episode number 45. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Well, I like to hold that 45. Can you believe it? 45. Podcasts. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Yelpization of food reviews. Aren't we, Dale?
We are.
So, as one of the original Vancouver food bloggers, I'd have to say, along with my most excellent wife, and better taste maker and food creator, Barb. I'd have to say that I don't really think... Because I am a snob about food, I don't think Yelp has helped me and Barb personally. However, I think that if you're not a snob, and I think if you have a modicum of common sense... It actually has helped a lot of people. And you can go to any random place in the world where Yelp is that has, let's say, 50,000 people, maybe more, and you can find what the people think. And that can be valuable.
I have a real problem with...
But it's not really valuable for me, but maybe for you. For a lot of people, the star, value. Obviously, how do they stay in business?
The star rating is not nuanced enough. And the single biggest problem for me is I do not know.
Did you hear that, Richard Erickson?
Where,
not nuanced enough.
Where the people are coming from when they put in their review, like what level of standard?
That's the problem.
Are they holding it to? So you get people that will give a bad review just because they did not like the taste of the food, even though it could have been done to a perfectly fine quality, and somebody who did like if you don't like beets. Then you give something like a 2-star review because you got beets with your food.
Yeah, or cilantro.
That's one of those things where you did not enjoy the experience. So from that sense, yeah, maybe 1-star for your experience is good. But in terms of rating the restaurant for other people, unless you know that person is rating it that way because they didn't like beets and cilantro.
Yep.
That's not great. Like, I'm not one for... Nouveau cuisine and tasting menus. Like, I like my peasant food, and it's like, give me a really
La
helping.
De grand-mère.
But I want it to taste good.
Gros smoothies.
And so, how do you evaluate my ratings if you are like one of these people that eat like a pigeon, and you know are really just in it for a few like really excellent tastes, and you move on?
Well, I like all food if it's from the heart. I'm not a big fan of Nouvelle Cuisine either, but if it's from the heart and it has excellent ingredients and tastes good, I'm also not a big fan of sous vide, but again, if it's from the heart and excellent ingredients and it tastes good, like, for example, the Refuel, was it? The legendary fried chicken of Refuel. I just said that I'm not a fan of sous vide, but they would sous vide it, and then they would fry it. And for that reason, that 2-step process, it was awesome. Moist. Yet crunchy on the outside, juicy on the inside. Yeah, well,
the other,
you know, this is no different, right? You see, what you're complaining about is the lack of disclosure. You don't know what this elite superstar 2,500 Vancouver reviewer's background biases are.
What I'm saying is,
doesn't allow you to evaluate.
You
the
need to read the individual reviews. It will usually come out in the review. Like, if somebody is just being
their
bitchy,
biases?
Like. I went in there and they knew, like, this is a classic one, actually. restaurants where they get really busy and or they have like a one bad serving staff person.
Yep.
You know, like, I've read reviews of restaurants I've been to like 6 or 10 or 20 times. And
service,
I read the review, and
so
like, that's not my experience. Like, and I went there. Maybe I had like one time where they had a waiter who's
right.
not there anymore.
Right.
Bad service. But if that's your only time to the restaurant, and so, you know, God help these poor restaurants that are starting out.
And I think we're all aware by now that in the Canadian context and in the British context and in the American context, people are not paid well.
No. Actually, my other really funny review thing, I was reading a review of a restaurant, and... The one review, like, and these were literally one after another. One review was like, I hated this restaurant. It was kind of divey. It was low end. Do not recommend it to anybody. And the very next review was, I love this restaurant. It reminds me of the restaurants in my old neighborhood. It was kind of divey, but it was clean, and I love the vibe. And it's, I mean, that's just everything in a nutshell right there.
And the other thing is that Yelp has a large number of astroturfed reviews, both positive and negative. In other words, people paid or people who have interest for or against the restaurant reviewing it negatively or positively. And that is...
That is always... Gaming those systems is...
Yelp is
always scares me a little.
Right? So basically, I would just use it as a very gross filter. It's like, well, does this restaurant... I've heard about this restaurant. Is it popular? Is it still in business? That's what I would use Yelp for. I wouldn't trust any of the reviews on there, actually. But it's not... You know, it's the same for a New York restaurant, New York Times restaurant critic, or, you know, like... If you don't have the same background, if you don't realize that a lot of these reviews are written as a performance or as a, not really as a food review, but as
an essay, yeah.
An essay, a rant.
With like metaphors or a rant.
The finest rants were the original, were the old school newspaper reviews. So I think that... We've democratized it, but it really wasn't better in the mythical old days because they didn't, you know, a lot of those New York Times, Globe and Mail, whatever, pick your favorite old school newspaper or news outlet or media outlet. They didn't review the restaurants we were interested in.
Oh, you know,
they didn't review the restaurants.
Yelp is better than the old newspaper thing. I will say that unequivocally because there was such a lack of transparency.
Yeah,
and there was
less transparency.
And there was a bottleneck of... Just a couple people doing it. I mean, at least this way
you get some early buzz.
And you get far more restaurants reviewed. So it's far more likely if you're in a smaller neighborhood outside the big city or you're going to a smaller place that there will be something. I mean, that's not universally true, but you stand a better chance.
Yeah. What I would like is a social network of restaurant reviews of my friends. But also I have a link so I know their biases.
I want them to link to the health inspector reports for the restaurant too.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. I think anyways, in Toronto and New York it's a big thing. It's not a big thing here for whatever reason. They have the restaurant health cleanliness sanitary gents, whatever it's called. Those things are posted prominently at the front of Toronto, New York restaurants.
That is
not here.
That is an awesome idea. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have a big issue with Alexander Gill of the Globe and Mail because she seems to get all of her Asian food knowledge from my friend Fernando. Like, why don't they just get... I think I ranted to you about this before. You know, like, the Globe and Mail is so silly. Let's just get Fernando to write the article about Asian food. He's the expert.
Are they the ones that have Margaret Wente? I mean, it's like the Globe and Mail supports plagiarism, so...
Yeah.
No surprise.
Public editor, you should resign. If somebody is violating your ethic guidelines and you're acknowledging it and you're not firing that person or giving them a substantial fine or some sanction, then you need to resign because you're not doing your job.
You're not doing your job.
But easy for me to say. No, but the thing is, this is not the first time this has happened. Margaret Wente. So, I mean, getting back to restaurant reviews, I just feel that in the whole, she should just disqualify herself from Asia restaurant reviews. Right. Like, Fernando's not Chinese, yet he knows a lot about Chinese cooking, but because he's done the work. And so he should write. And we should give the voice to the food bloggers who actually know about the cuisine in the mainstream outlets. I think that's the lesson. There are people, find them, surface them, put them in the mainstream media.
I think I agree. It's hard without reading the pieces to know whether I agree with you. Well, actually, I trust you, so I will agree with you because you're Roland and I trust you. But I it's hard for me to have an opinion without reading that stuff, yeah, and seeing exactly what the issue is.
Anyway, so yeah, that's what I think. The Yelpization is good overall, but the mainstream outlets should incorporate the best of it, and they don't do it.
It's more good than bad. I would hate to go back, but it's not perfect.
All right. Live to tape from Archive by Revolver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, choo.